USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill. Democrats have already voted to block it. They claim it doesn't meet the needs of American families and businesses. Here's U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Don't be misled by thinking, oh, well, a little bit is better than nothing. No, it isn't. It's a missed opportunity to do what is right for the American people.
The roughly $300 billion proposal does include a boost in unemployment benefits and liability protection for businesses and health care facilities. Wildfires raging across several western states have now killed at least 7 people, maybe more, as officials say people have died in California, Oregon, and Washington, but at least 12 people are still missing in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Excerpts from journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Rage, based on interviews he did with President Trump, indicate President Trump has long been aware of the deadly impact of COVID-19, but still downplayed its threat at the beginning of the pandemic. Last night, he told Fox News' Sean Hannity that the book is a hit job.
Nobody had any idea it would be as violent as it turned out to be, and we studied it, we understand it, now we're opening up. But we could have lost 2 million, 2.5 million, maybe even more than that if we did it a different way, and we've done a really good job.
President Trump saying to Woodward back in March that he wanted to not create a panic over the pandemic. The National Guard is leaving Kenosha, Wisconsin. In fact, the troops are gone. The Wisconsin National Guard saying its 500 troops have left the city after they were called in to keep the peace following the Jacob Blake shooting by police last month. In addition to the Wisconsin Guard, troops came in from Michigan, Arizona, and Alabama as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be hosts of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.